week, a Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, donkey of the day for Wednesday, January 29th, goes to a mother in Seminole County named Amanda Meter. You know what Seminole County is, right? It's in Florida. Okay, I'll never forget in the Now Classic record, my president, when Jeezy says he cheated in Florida. Would that make him a Seminole? That has nothing to do with nothing. It's just a bar I like about Florida and Seminoles. Now, for the record, what does your Uncle Sharla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. There is no debate. All right? There's things you hear in the news, and before you even know where it happened, you just know it's Florida. And this is one of those stories. Okay? See, yesterday, Girl Dad was trending on social media thanks to ESPN's L. Duncan. Drop on the clues bombs for L. Duncan. Okay? I'm a proud girl, Dad. I have three beautiful princesses at the house, so I love to see the energy of men showcasing their love for their daughters, because a wise man named Hassan Ture told me once, daughters are a blessing. Every time you have a daughter, the quality of your life greatly improves. They just make you better humans, and he was correct. But Florida didn't want to get down with the girl dad trend. Nope. Florida decided to introduce us to boy mom. This is a mother who goes above and beyond for their son. This mother loves her son in a way I bet you don't. Okay? Now, we all take our kids to do extracurricular activities, but what if your child's extracurricular activity is crime? Would you encourage or try to discourage him from that? Well, let's go to WFTV 9ABC for the report to see what Amanda Meter did.
All right. Here's only a Florida story. New at 6 in Seminole County, a 15-year-old boy is accused of robbing a Winter Springs convenience store at gunpoint. And because he doesn't even have a driver's license, yes, police say his mother had to drive the getaway car. She also acted as the lookout during that heist.
Amanda Meter is charged with robbery with a firearm and neglect of a child. When Meter and her 15-year-old son and two others drove to this Circle K at the intersection of Red Bug Lake Road and Tuscarora Road. According to the arrest report, Meter's teenage son allegedly entered the store donning a mask and produced a firearm and then demanded money from a fearful cashier. While the robbery was going down, Meter allegedly backed up her minivan to the store. Surveillance cameras from the Circle K captured everything, including Meter's face, but that wasn't what led investigators to her and her son. That note contained the juvenile's fingerprints, and when they searched Meter's home in unincorporated Winter Park, they found a mask and clothing that matched what the robber wore during the robbery. Meter is being held without bond here at the jail until her arraignment in March. Her son is being held across the street at the Juvenile Justice Center. He is charged with armed robbery.
Amanda Meter. Now, what was the other plan? Man, there was nothing else you could do, you could think to do with your son. Like, I have a whole list of activities I could think of. But first of all, drop one of Clues Bombs for Marfa Shigowski. She was the news anchor who reported that story. She started it off with this very accurate statement. Just press play on the clip one more time, please. Just the first line.
Here's only a Florida story. New at 6.
That's it. That's it. It's only a Florida story, okay? Marfa, that's what a good news anchor does, all right? I saw you trying to remain objective, you know, trying to be a good news anchor, but the fact you acknowledge the crazy of Florida lets me know you're not crazy. And you're probably not from Florida. People from Florida rarely can step outside themselves and see they're crazy. So salute to you, Marfa Shigowski. Now, Amanda Meter, I Googled a list of mother-son activities for you to do with your son. You could have had a picnic at a park. You could have went to fly a car. You could have went miniature golfing. You could have binge-watched Power. You could have went fishing for the day. You could have created a Finsta account on social media and, you know, troll your siblings. It is several ways to bond with your son. It is several ways to spend time with your son that don't involve you being an accessory to a crime. Now, I have to say, I am impressed, because when I was 15, I can't remember my mom taking me anywhere I wanted to go. I remember vividly trying to coax her into dropping me off at one of my little girlfriend's houses, and she wasn't with it. She might have dropped me off to a football game or two, but I don't recall that either. Father did, definitely. Mom, I don't remember, but that's also because I was the second oldest of five, so she didn't feel like leaving the house with all them kids, so I understand. Now, it's layers to the stupidity of Amanda Meter, though, okay? Right? It's layers of the stupidity in this story. Number one, the young man wasn't wearing gloves. So the note he gave to the cashier is what led to his arrest because his DNA was all over it. It's a part of me that feels like he simply didn't know any better, okay? He had a mask. I can see him getting dressed at the house asking his mom, "Mom, do I need to wear gloves with this mask?" And his mom replying, "No, son, just make sure you bring the gun back with you and, you know, you'll be fine." So being that he had no gloves, his DNA was all over the note. And I'm going to tell you something else. I think Amanda Mita actually wrote the note for her son. It only makes sense. That 15-year-old walked into a Circle K with a note from his mom. The note probably said, "To whom it may concern, this is a note to say thank you in advance for the money you are about to put in my kid's bag. Don't make this difficult. Don't get shot. Sincerely, Amanda Mita." I can see it. Moms write notes for stuff all the time. When you forget your homework, they write notes. When you miss the bus, they write notes for you. When you late, they write notes for you. When you got medicine to take at school, they write notes for you. But in Florida, they write notes for their sons who want to rob Circle K's. Please give Amanda Mita the biggest hee-haw. None of this would have happened if she would have been being a mother and not an accomplice, because even the clothes back at the house, he probably just came home, took them clothes off, and threw them on the floor. If she'd have made that boy pick them clothes up and throw them in the hamper, they probably would have never found him.
All right.
Oh, but you know what?
What?
We got to play a game of Guess What Race It Is! Okay? Now, Florida mom, 15-year-old son. She's an accomplice in him robbing a Circle K. Drove him to the Circle K and was the getaway driver. DJ Envy, guess what race she is?
White.
Okay. Angela Yee, Circle K got robbed by a 15-year-old man. His 15-year-old boy. His mother was the getaway driver. She was an accomplice in the crime. Guess what race she is?
Definitely Caucasian.
Well, I will say that DJ Envy, Angela Yee, you both are correct. Amanda Mita is Caucasian.
Yes.
So let Kathy Griffin give her the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, well, thank you for that Donkey Today.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.